grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Hello, Chris Valley from the Hemp Store. How's it going?
Well, kia ora. Very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I saw you at Mothership Post Groove Armada last Saturday. Nice to see you out having a bloody good party.
Doesn't happen very often, but no, yeah. That was great. Mm-hmm. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Love a good outdoor in the domain.
I know, it was
enjoying
cool.
Some ganj with the crowd.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was great.
Nice aroma there. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah, yeah. Good times to be had. Summer's on its way, people. Get out there. Enjoy that greenery around the city.
Today might have you a little confused, though.
Yeah.
Just a wee bit.
Now, we have got a mountain of news to get through, Chris. Where are we starting?
Yes. Well, hey, as always, yes, not as always, but this is a particular week for a lot of cannabis news. But starting this week, we'll be posting all the evidence, the news stories and that we're talking about going up on the daily blog the next day. Mm-hmm. So and that'll link back to the old podcast.
Okay, cool.
So that's going to be good. So if you want to know more about what we're talking about,
you can dig in.
Dig into it on the daily blog. Yeah.
Ah, excellent.
And this week, just so we get it out of the way right at the beginning, the giveaway is Dance Safe reagent kit, and that's because A, it's summertime starting and you've got to stay safe. Festivals are happening and things, as we were just saying. The Drug Foundation are up at the Hemp Store right now doing the substance testing, and these reagents are like the first step. So you can head up there now till 7 o'clock and get your stuff tested, whatever that is, some sticky buds or some mystery crystals or what have you, and know what you're actually got. And but also stay tuned for the question and you might be able to win yourself one of those reagent kits.
Okay, awesome.
Right, so big news this week. There's two big local stories, really. The first one is the police unfortunately have confirmed that some districts are going to suffer their aerial cannabis eradication programs this summer. And we've talked about this a bit over the, you know, because this has been a very controversial. Armed personnel, often military, performing warrantless searches from the air, spraying poison over cannabis plants, following it up with searches to people's homes. Often medical, they have no way of telling it's medical. Last summer, these were only carried out in Northland, Waikato, Central, Tasman and Southern districts. So all the other districts went, nah, and that's, you know, good news for Auckland. But, you know, Waikato and Northland, not so good news. News Hub this week, though, have reported that the police are sticking to that and that districts, again, at that kind of individual district level, they could opt into the program this summer. They're not revealing where, but if you, looking back through their comments from last year, I don't think anything much would have changed there, and we can probably expect the same districts to opt in and the same ones to opt out.
What an enormous waste of money, a waste of fossil fuel, just the whole thing. What it must have
stupid.
A massive carbon footprint. Also
heck?
Spraying Roundup all over the environment.
Also it's so at odds with the otherwise kind of like tendency towards progressive policy that it looks like we're it's such a, like, you know, it sticks out like a sore thumb in terms of what we're doing. That's so strange.
It's the problem with, you know, not properly changing the law and leaving up to discretion. Just like we see on that individual personal use level, you see this also at the enforcement of supply and you know, cultivation, is that, that individual cops can make their mind up to enforce it and others don't necessarily. And the Greens, and also, in fact, Auckland Patients Group pointed out in this news article this is actually putting the green fairies at risk because they don't actually know whose cannabis they're spraying when they're doing that from the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, Gandalf, one of the most well-known green fairies who featured on one of Paddy Gower's previous documentaries, he, in fact, had a crop sprayed by the police, and that affected the supply of that medical cannabis to a whole bunch of people here in Auckland. So a bit of that played out, yes, last night as well. Guyon Espiner, Guyon, I prefer to call him, Guyon settle this once and for all. If you'd like to tell us how you prefer your name to be pronounced.
It's good. Anyway, it's kind of
I prefer the French. So last night, that screened on TV1 and Radio New Zealand. You can catch it on both their websites. Now, it's called Wasted, and it was a what we call a sober look at the cost of the war on drugs. And very, very informative and interesting. Well worth the look. It's called Wasted, as I say, Radio New Zealand and TVNZ co-production there. And it's prompted, in response to this screening last night, Andrew Little, in the foyer of Parliament there today, admitted that our drug laws are certainly not ideal, that was a quote, and criminalise a lot of behaviour that possibly isn't criminal. But then he said, you know, the government has, according to him, no social licence for further reform as a result of the cannabis referendum.
What the hell? It was so close.
Yeah, very, very thin understanding of the meaning of social licence, eh? I mean,
particularly because it was a vote on that particular law, that bill that Andrew Little put forward.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very specific question on that one, and I think people are kind of crying out now for some kind of compromise, something else. You know, it wasn't a vote for nothing to ever happen.
Why would you speculate as to why he is so reluctant to move or show any progress on this issue? Is it just, are they waiting for another term? Just doesn't want to piss off conservative voters, which might be sitting on the fence? Is it that simple?
I actually think it comes down to what he said, that they really believe that. The vote was the vote, and therefore they don't want to do anything.
Oh, my God.
But it is going to come down to another deal of the cards, so shall we say, you know, the next election. If there's a smaller party such as the Greens or Te Pāti Māori, you know, it's kind of twisting their arm and making them do it, then that's probably the only way it's going to happen, realistically.
Yeah.
So bear that in mind. And what came out in this report today on Radio New Zealand, they also went and asked, you know, a bunch of other people, so don't think the other people are any better, because old Paul Goldsmith, speaking for the Nats, just spun a whole load of crap. The ironic thing was the documentary last night, Wasted, was quoting their previous lines against the cannabis referendum, you know, which you could just see were just so erroneous. And here they are still saying them today.
Yeah.
So if you want more of that, though, and probably a more entertaining view, possibly, with Paddy Gower, he's on All the Drugs this coming Tuesday.
Yes.
And that's on 3. And that'll be online as well. So Tuesday, 8:30, 3, Paddy Gower's on All the Drugs. He's already done the meth, the weed, the alcohol.
I should be having a chat to him on Tuesday afternoon, pre-record. So we should play it just before the doco screens.
Nice.
But we'll get the lowdown.
So as someone who hasn't been keeping tabs on what's going on in current affairs broadly, what is Paddy Gower on All the Drugs? Is he taking all the drugs?
You ready? Here we go.
We wish he did on other ones, right?
But yeah. I think there were a couple of screenshots that I saw in the trailer where it looks like he might be dabbling.
Pretty spaced out.
He's now putting some of this country's illicit substances, such as psilocybin or magic mushrooms, and MDMA, also known as ecstasy, under the microscope.
Okay.
So some classic psychedelic kind of stuff there.
Okay, watch it to see.
Okay.
I feel like the promo I read was that he was at a party with MDMA users who were giving him lots of hugs.
Yes.
And he thought, maybe this isn't so bad.
Yeah, it's quite good. Nothing wrong with a hug.
That's awesome.
Meanwhile, speaking of people being kind, a son doing good for his parents was sprung by the couriers when sending them half a kilo of medical weed. This was in the Herald today. And Aramex, now you know who not to use, says it has systems in place to detect drugs being couriered, including flagging those with strong smells, no return address, excess packaging tape, or tied together with string.
Okay. Yep.
There you go. That's how they find them. Then they narc on them, and the cops get involved. But the charges were withdrawn after the person who gave his name as Andrew, not his real name, but Andrew in the Herald, charges were withdrawn after he completed a diversion program, which included writing apologies to the so-called victims.
And the courier company?
The victims of the courier company and the police. Because, of course, the parents wanted the weed. But he's now suggested to them that they should go get a prescription.
Okay. Makes sense.
Does
Do you think, would he have gotten less trouble if his parents did have a prescription?
he probably wouldn't have gotten any at all. But no, he actually, one of the things was he was saying in this Herald article was the inequity that he saw in the judicial system, that mm-hmm. he got this fairly good kind of treatment. He got yes. this opportunity presented to him where he could do a diversion.
Yeah.
He describes himself as managerial and middle class.
Yeah.
And you know, write a few apologies and a quite substantial amount of cannabis, the charges are withdrawn. Same day in the court, Māori guy caught with something like 50 grams and he gets a whole lot of community service and a much heavier penalty mm-hmm. for a much smaller amount. Yeah. So again, just another example of what we were seeing last night in Guillaume Espinosa's mm-hmm. Oyster documentary.
Yes. You've put forward another medicinal cannabis story for us to cover tonight, and it is about a website which is
going to just quickly these guys are promising to do away magic away the need for green fairies mm-hmm. And of course at the moment only 6%, according to the Ministry of Health, 6% of people who use cannabis therapeutically, which is about 1 in 20 Kiwis, only 6% of them are doing it legally, and the rest are getting it, you know, from whatever, or a green fairy or. And so this site is saying, well, you won't need to do that. Come to us. It's called Restore Me. It's not certainly not the only one around, but you can Google cannabis doctor and you'll find them. And but these guys are promising very cheap consult and nationwide delivery. And you know, if it's going to help you get the cops off your back and get a bit of legal protection, mm-hmm. I say go for it.
So no other pharmacies are offering cannabis in the mail.
Well, no, they are. Several of the cannabis clinics are, and there mm-hmm. are also several pharmacies that do nationwide. So,
okay.
Again, it's not new, but it's putting it all together in one spot, I guess,
yes.
and streamlining it,
okay.
making it nice and simple and easy,
yep.
trying to remove some of the barriers for people.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So okay. good stuff. And we have all their details down at the Hemp Store too. I'm constantly, all day, every day, directing people to our little notice board where we have all the details of the cannabis-friendly doctors in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And people leave very happy about their being able to go legal and do that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, complaining and...
Yep.
Yeah. So, hey, just fire through some quick international news. This one's going to come up. There was a study came out yesterday in Australia. Cannabis oil failed to improve pain or quality of life in palliative care patients. Mm-hmm. Hasn't appeared in the local media yet, but I think it will. The researchers say don't draw too many conclusions. You need to do a bit more research for a start. They only looked at CBD, not THC, which
yes.
is actually what people use for pain relief. So they were kind of looking at the wrong one anyway. But importantly, they were saying, well, it found no adverse effects. Therefore, it's well tolerated and they can trial it in other patients.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. Also, good news from Aussie and Victoria. The legalised cannabis party looks like it's going to hold the balance of power after their elections on the weekend there.
Mm-hmm.
The votes take a while to count because they have this really convoluted preference system. But Labor gave the legalised cannabis party their number two preferences in 4 seats.
Oh, nice.
And now it looks like they're going to win in 3 of them. And the results of their upper house are so close, they'll probably have the balance of power and they'll be able to put through...
They'll
Hopefully,
make some deals.
They want to legalise cannabis, they want to allow home growing, they mm-hmm. want to sort out medical, and they want to reform the driving laws, which are very punitive over
yes.
there.
Yes, yeah.
Just a couple of other quick ones. This is a news hub. Indian police blamed rats for 500 kilos of missing hash.
Oh, yeah?
Saying the rats ate it.
And
you go, if the police can say that, if the police can say that and get away with it, then anyone can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rats ate it.
Oh, yes.
500 kilos. News hub says the sequence of events appears a little hazy. Because you've got to get that in there, eh?
How many rats would it take to eat 500 kilos of hash? They would be pretty chilled out after they've eaten it, right?
Yeah, sounds like bollocks, eh? But I have been to India a few times. Cannabis grows wild there, of course. It's, mm-hmm. it's endemic and native, and you just find it all over the place, just mm-hmm. on the side of the road and everywhere.
Yep.
And that bhang, which is your edible form, is legal. You can go into shops and just buy a bhang, mm-hmm. a lassi, or some sweets. It's quite nice.
And we've got one last story here, Chris.
One last one. Bruce Lee was a stoner and it killed him. That is the inflammatory new claim reported in the New Zealand Herald this week. This is 50 years after he died. A team of doctors said Bruce Lee died from drinking too much water after they reviewed all the notes and things. And this is because he got cotton mouth from smoking cannabis, apparently.
This is in the entertainment part section of the Herald, so...
Might not be... He was an entertainer, I guess, you know.
Yes.
I've got it myself, to be honest. I just had some water. I don't think it's going to kill me, but he would have had to have a lot, because this is the same as actually how most ecstasy deaths, deaths mm-hmm. blamed on ecstasy. A lot of them are actually from people erroneously drinking too much water, thinking that they have to do that. So it interferes with cell function. And I guess it could happen, but
I think the, there's a line in the story where his ex-wife said that he was on a fluid-based diet of carrot and apple juice at the time. So
oh,
if
there
he's
you go.
Just,
carrots killed him.
Oh, oh man. I was breathing the air that killed him.
It shows the importance of having good knowledge around what you're taking, which yes. brings me back to the Drug Foundation right now at the Hemp Store. It's first Thursday up on K Road, and they're doing the free legal substance checking right there. Mm-hmm. So you can bring your weed or your other bits up and
test them out. Do we have a question? Because we're giving away a testing kit right
That's
now.
Right. How many kilos of hash did the rats eat?
That
How
easy.
Many kilos?
How many kilos of hash did the rats eat in
we
India?
Just told you.
Text on through to 5395 with your name and your B card, and we'll arrange. Well, we'll find a winner. I'll let you know.
Right.
Someone's calling. Someone's already calling.
Look forward to it. And come up and medicate with me at the hemp store. It's legal if you have your prescription.
Excellent. Hey, Chris Valley, thank you very much for making the trek in here this evening. Everyone, head on up to the hemp store tonight. And every night before Christmas, just to grab some Christmas gifts.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.